بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home listening with the receiver, tonight's Taraweeh, the fourth juz, inshallah, we come across this verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to hasten, to hurry, to move forward, to compete in doing good deeds. Two words have been mentioned here, maghfirah min rabbikum, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, month of Ramadan, month of Tawbah, the month of dua, the month of khairat, fastabiqul khairat, doing good deeds to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa jannah, and that jannah. And Allah describes jannah, arduha samawatu wal ard. That the width of jannah is the distance between the sky and the earth. Can you imagine? If just the distance, the width is the distance between the sky and earth, and that is for our understanding. So can you imagine how great and how big jannah is, and how large jannah is? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has prepared this jannat already. Jannat is not something that is just a feeling in the heart of ecstasy and joy. Allah has physically prepared jannah. For who? Al-muttaqeen. For those who have taqwa. Again, the month of taqwa. We're all trying to inculcate within us taqwa. Few qualities have been mentioned. Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra. Those who spend in the path of Allah in times of prosperity, when they have plenty, they're still spending the path of Allah. Times of adversity, calamity, difficulty, they're still spending the path of Allah. So spending the path of Allah is equality of the muttaqeen. Then, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, and those who swallow and drink up the anger. Month of Ramadan, many times people lose themselves, they lose it, the anger. And what do we say? The fast got me. The fast doesn't get anybody. It is our nafs. Don't blame the fast. The fast is there to curb our tendencies and to control our anger. Rasulullah tells a sahabi who came and asked for advice. He said, give me an advice. Rasulullah said, la taghdab, don't become angry. Faradda the mirari asked another advice. Rasulullah said, la taghdab. Three times, la taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. Do not become angry. In the hadith of Rasulullah, laysa shadidu bi sur'ah. A wrestler, a strong person, not one who pins his opponent onto the ground and gets him floored. But a strong person, in reality, is that person, at the time of anger, he swallows his anger. He controls his anger. So there's so many other explanations about anger in some other time, inshallah. But when a person becomes angry, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Read that immediately. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. If you're standing, sit down. You're sitting, lie down. Make wudu. In the hadith, it's mentioned, remain silent. These are things that we can do, practical steps. When you become angry, this is what you do. The very first thing, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَالْكَاظِمِ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they forgive people. Many people have disputes, quarrels. Sometimes it's so petty. Husband and wife, even the month of Ramadan, parents, children, neighbors. It is a time to forgive one another. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who are good. Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi was making wudu once. And his servant, she was pouring the water for him. And as she had this earthen jar, it slipped from her hands and it fell onto his head. Obviously it hurt him. So naturally he became angry. So she was very intelligent. She knew the Quran. She was learned. Immediately she quoted this verse. And what do you say? That وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, those who swallow the anger. So immediately he cooled himself. Then she said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, he says, I have forgiven you. Then she said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who do good. He says, I have freed you. She was a slave. So she did the wrong, but it brought her freedom. Why? Because he controlled his anger. He followed the injunctions of Quran that give charity in times of prosperity and adversity. Swallow your anger, drink up your anger, forgive people. Allah loves those who are good. Allah give us tawfiq, hidayah, jami' amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.